He stopped a couple of hundred yards from the house and looked at the stars, trying to make the world right again. He stood there, silent, still working out his issues when he heard the crunch of steps on pebbles, people walking down a small trail and coming in his direction. He turned slightly and crouched in case he was outlined against the night sky.
Just blow the fucking thing apart and let God sort out the remains.
Then how would you confirm Stephen's death? What if he's underground? Do you want to try to remove all the rubble to find the door, only to learn that Stephen left by another route days before?
Sam had heard enough. He moved toward the house, staying in a crouch. He managed to get halfway back when he stepped around a bush and put his foot squarely on a branch. That did it. He was screwed on the sneaking part, so he decided speed was the best choice and took off running for the front door. He heard a commotion behind him and some yelling. Well, if nothing else, he and his siblings would be able to mount a defense inside the house instead of being caught unawares. Maybe Stephen had a good place to run and then escape from inside the house. He was only 20 feet from the door when he heard a rocket go off behind him. Stephen could hear someone approach the house rapidly, and he stood and focused his attention on the door. Alerted by his actions, Claudia and Juan turned to look in the same direction.
We are under attack!
A rocket-propelled grenade drove Sam right through the door before exploding and ending his life. Stephen became calm, as cold as ice. No one in the unknown world would attack him except one of his brothers. Anton would be his first guess, but he wouldn't rule out any of them until he got a name. And he would, by God, have a name very soon. Ivan ran in from the kitchen. Stephen reached over and grabbed Claudia by the arm, pulling her up from the chair and out of her stupor, and pushed her to Ivan.
Ivan, please take Claudia down to my bedroom. Take her through the door. You know the one I'm talking about, yes?
Yes.
Good. Lock it from the inside. You two will be safe there until I take care of this.
Ivan took Claudia's hand and led her away. Juan and Stephen looked around and saw Sam's body in pieces in the foyer. Both heard rapid steps approaching.
Come with me. We can defend much more easily from the kitchen.
When they arrived there, he reached under one of the cabinets and flipped a lock mechanism, then reached down to open a cabinet door and retrieved a pistol, tossing it to Juan.
These are loaded with silver and will deliver quite a painful lesson not to intrude. Are you good with using that?
I am good with most weapons, if you have any others.
Stephen pulled out two short swords and tossed one to him.
That's all I have up here. I wasn't as prepared for a frontal attack as maybe I should have been. When we finish with these asshats, I will be sure to rectify that straight away.